Welcome back. Well, Gauteng Finance MEC Barbara Creasy's provincial budget for the 2019-2020 financial year has increased by over 7% to just above 132 billion rand. Bulk of the budget is going towards the Department of Health, Education and Social Services, while provision has also been made for struggling municipalities. The MEC joins us in studio now for with greater perspective on the province's finances. Thanks so much, Barbara, for joining us in studio this evening. So let's take a look at the budget and looking at the priority areas you're targeting right now, how that at the end of the day tackles one of South Africa's biggest and key challenges, and that job creation.
Well, as you correctly say, 8 out of 10 rand goes on social spending, health, education and social development. But obviously we also have very important responsibility as the largest economy in the country to promote economic growth, and what that means is that we have made direct allocations to the Department of Economic Development. They'll be getting 1.6 billion rand in this financial year, about a billion rand to agriculture and rural development, 1.4 billion rand to e-government. All of those would fall into the cluster of economic departments tasked with economic regeneration of our province. But I think that from a perspective of job creation, we also look at the issue of how we are using our considerable procurement spend to promote our economic objectives. So, for example, over the last 4 years, we would have spent something in the region of 43 billion on infrastructure. That has translated into 41 billion going directly back into the Gauteng economy, 265,000 jobs and 500,000 public works opportunities. We would also look at how we are furthering our transformation objectives through our spending on goods and services. We've spent about 74 billion procuring goods and services from 10,000 companies owned by historically disadvantaged individuals, and that would include 20 billion on women-owned enterprises, 22 billion on township entrepreneurs. So I think that we've done quite well there in terms of, as I say, juggling the social spending with meeting some of our economic objectives.
Yeah. A big focus area is developing and growing township economies, you know, and many have said that this is still the worst performer, or Gauteng as a provincial government, still the worst performer nationally when it comes to paying suppliers on time. What do you say to criticism like that, that currently businesses in townships are struggling to survive due to non-payment by government departments because, you know, it works at loggerheads?
Look, historically, there was a problem with the Department of Health and also the Department of Education. What I can say is that the Department of Education is now exceeding paying 88% of its service providers within 30 days. The Department of Health is up to 68%, which is the best it's been in the whole of this five-year term. The rest of the departments are actually paying 92% of their invoices within 15 days. So I think that what is important about health is that they have a payment plan with their large suppliers. In some senses, in cases, it would be over 3 years. And they are now able to focus on the small suppliers because they understand that, these suppliers don't have the cash flow. So I think 68% for a department that a year ago was doing 32% is not bad.
What are some of the mechanisms that you've put in place to actually see this kind of improvement and ensure that it's improvement on a sustainable basis?
Well, obviously, the first thing is to put more money on the goods and services budget in health. And over a three-year period, we've put in an additional 1.6 billion rand to pay off the historical accruals. But the total goods and services budget for health is now 17 billion. That's almost double what it was when I became the MEC of Finance, so that in 5 years. What we've also tried to do is to more adequately fund the personnel budget. 30 billion of the 50 billion is going on salaries for nurses, doctors, interns, community health workers, so that we don't have a situation where the personnel budget is eating out the budget for goods and services. From a perspective of actually tracking invoices, we've developed something that we call the e-invoicing system. This allows suppliers to post their invoices online directly to Treasury. And we can then communicate with them and communicate with the department that actually owes the money, and together we track the process of that invoice. And I think that that's been very successful in dealing with what I call the invoices stuffed in the back of the drawer problem.
Yeah.
Which, when you're dealing with a department like health that's got umpteen decentralized facilities, but they pay centrally, is a very big problem.
As you tackle that problem now head on and direct more funds that way, are you concerned that the health budget is eating out a budget for infrastructure and the kind of spend we should be seeing on that front?
Yes, I think that we have had to, over the last 2 years, we've had to devote some infrastructure money to health. And it would be health's own infrastructure money. So you would see a decline on average on the infrastructure budget, and that's obviously very worrying because of the ability of that infrastructure budget to create jobs and also to have an add-on effect in the Gauteng economy as a whole. However, we are also looking at more creative ways of funding our infrastructure. We have an institution called the Gauteng Infrastructure Financing Agency. They have a pipeline of 20 projects. Included in there is the Kopanong Precinct and the Gauteng Schools project. You would know, although it's not a GIFA project, we're also doing the feasibility study around the Gautrain extensions. Now, we are busy looking at this new infrastructure fund that was announced by President Cyril Ramaphosa last year. That fund is looking for projects that are ready. So we think that here is an opportunity to explore some blended finance solutions. We have ready projects. They would be interested in investing, and we can contribute from our own provincial budget over time.
Well, let's leave it there, Barbara. We're going to have to rope you into studio at a later stage to actually keep track of the kind of developments we are seeing there. Thanks so much for joining us in studio this evening. Of course, at Gauteng Finance MEC, Barbara Creasy.